that one. Right now, though, a live hearing is going on in Washington. This is a live picture of the Financial Services Committee. The leader of that committee is Barney Frank. Obviously, that's not who's speaking right now. But what they're doing is hearing from experts on proposals of a broad government rescue plan for struggling homeowners aimed at giving lenders an incentive to forgive some mortgage debt. A lot of people are saying, no, this is actually really a bailout for home builders and banks, not individuals. People are fighting about it. Diana Olick is there. She's going to bring you updates throughout the day.
All right, between the House plan and a business-friendly measure from the Senate, are lawmakers just pandering here, or is the government actually getting it right this time? Let's talk to Sarah Wartell. She is Executive VP for Management with the Center for American Progress, also a former FHA official, served for 3 years on the White House Economic Council, so obviously she knows her way around Washington. And Mike Flynn, Director of Government Affairs with Reason Foundation. Sarah, I'll start with you.
All right.
Do the plans you're seeing debated, do they make sense to you?
I think they make terrific sense. Both Chairman Frank's plan and Chris Dodd's plan that he's going to be holding hearings on next week are bills based in part, in fact, on some concepts my organization helped to propose. They do two important things. They help to provide an incentive and a structure through which lenders can write down these mortgages to something that relates more closely to the value of the properties, and they provide support for communities.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Sarah. Is it the lender's fault that the property isn't worth as much anymore?
Well,
you understand the difference between equity and debt, and the lender never wanted equity. So what you're talking about is giving the lender equity.
No, what we're talking about here is having the investors who own shares of these pools of mortgages are essentially now being unwilling or unable, because of the structure of their investment vehicles, to restructure these loans into lower valued properties. The lenders themselves, the ultimate holders, have an interest in lowering the amount of mortgage debt owed here, because if they don't do that, they're going to have far higher rates of default, far higher rates of foreclosure. And that's going to depress housing prices, not simply for the people who borrowed the loans that are at risk, but for all homeowners.
All right,
and that's wealth in the economy, and that's jobs in the economy at stake.
Let's get Mike's view on this.
Well, you know, I doubt Sarah's mad at government intervention that she didn't like, so I'm skeptical of what she's saying right now. I mean, I think we all just need to calm down right now and relax. We don't even have a full picture of what the situation is. I mean, are we going to bail out speculators who are trying to flip homes, or people who lied on mortgage applications, or maxed out their equity line to buy flat panel TVs? I mean, the overwhelming majority of us made responsible financial decisions. Why should I pay higher taxes to bail out those who made irresponsible choices? I mean, I think it's unconscionable.
These legislation, of course, has appropriate provisions to prevent all of those people from benefiting. And the reality is those of us who made responsible lending decisions are going to pay. The taxpayers are already at risk through the bailout of the investment banks. Those institutions have given the Fed now owns collateral, mortgage-backed assets. And unless there is a floor, not a panic free fall in housing prices, the taxpayers are going to be paying.
But Sarah, we're already exposed, as you mentioned, with the Fed Reserve. I mean, why don't we, that was a bad idea. I don't think Wall Street doesn't need a bailout any more than homeowners do.
Well, I
but
think
let's
actually
let that play
probably
out.
Wasn't
let's
a bad
see
idea.
What impact
would've
that has.
Done well. But the key point is now that the American economy is who's exposed. It's our capacity to generate jobs if we lose as much wealth in the economy as we potentially do. Remember, wealth in homes is
but even if you allow growth. Even if you allow we need a bailout, these proposals aren't credible. I mean, the House wants to give money to state and localities to buy up properties. I mean, state government can barely manage its own affairs. I mean, now they're going to get
John Hilsenrath. John Hilsenrath, what do you think of what you're hearing?
I think this debate is kind of irrelevant because it's an election year, and we know that Congress is going to do something. We know, the Bush administration is out today saying that it's on board. There's going to be more happening through the FHA program and other kind of government programs.
I think Mike's onto something.
I wish years ago I'd bought a $1 million house in Malibu because, if I'd known there's going to be a bailout.
I'm with you, Mike. I mean, I wish I'd bought that big McMansion.
Well, look, the administration.
We all make choices. We shouldn't get bailed out. Let the market work. That's what markets do.
The problems here is that the market didn't work, right? Wall Street took all these mortgages, put them into bonds, and now the bonds are defaulting.
Whose fault is that?
Right, but
the market didn't work. And the cold, hard reality is that the market didn't work, and now the government's getting involved.
No, look,
we
it is
can debate
working.
About whether it's right or wrong, but that's
there's
the fact.
There's private capital coming into markets, the mortgage securities right now. We're going to get a market.
All right.
I mean, the tech bubble burst, and we didn't have a bailout, and the tech industry is doing great.
We had a, we
excellent
a mild
point.
Credit
Sarah, Mike, and John, we've just got to go. I wish we could keep going because I'm fascinated by all of this. But we got to move on. Thank you all. Up
brief
next,
break.
A final check on the markets.